That was narrative text from Tough Ages Waiting Here. I'd like to shift gears to the Northwest League, where the Vancouver Canadiens play. It is a high A league, Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for April 13th. The host Vancouver Canadiens edged the Hillsboro Hobbs 6-5 in Rogers Field and at Bailey. The visitors, Spokane Indians, exorcised the Tri-City Dust Devils 8-3 at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. And the Eugene Emeralds treated the host Everett Aqua Sox 6-5 at Funko Field in Everett, Washington. On April 14th, Vancouver walked off Hillsboro 8-7 with a 5-run ninth. Tri-City left Spokane 4-2, and Eugene grounded Everett 5-1. There were two venue changes on April 16th. The host Hillsboro beat Dept City 8-1 in Ron Tonkin Field in Oregon, while the visitors Everett defeated Spokane 5-3 at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. On April 17th, Hillsboro edged Tri-City 3-2, Spokane thumped Everett 9-3, and the host Eugene blank Vancouver 5-0, where the Emeralds' six pitchers combined to no-hit the Canadiens at PK Park in Eugene, Washington. On April 18th, trounded Hillsboro 7th, Everett spanked Spokane 8-1, and Vancouver dominated Eugene 7-2. Three games are on tap tonight. Everett resumes in Spokane. Both of these games are 6:35 Pacific. And Vancouver continues in Eugene at 7:05 Pacific.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your egg and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account at returnit.ca/SFU.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the first half. Eugene, an affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, are 9-2, first and 9-2. Spokane, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are second and 9-3. Vancouver, an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, are 3-6-5. Hillsboro, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are 4-5-7. It's a two-way tie for last. Everett, an affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, are 3-9, along with Tri-City, an affiliate of the Los Angeles, Everett and Tri-City are 3-9 at this time.
As you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
When the internet first started, ad revenue wasn't a big deal. But Canadian internet advertising has grown by 1,000% since 2005. 80% of that Canadian ad money goes to American internet, YouTube, and many more. Meanwhile, Canadian media, especially local news, are struggling again. It's time to close this loophole. It's time to help our struggling local media and raise new tax revenues for the things that matter to Canadians.
Learn more at friends.ca/closetheloophole.
Now I'd like to talk about the Surrey Police transition at this time. It has been a very polarizing issue for Surrey, the second largest and fastest growing city for over the last 6 years. The then Mayor Doug McCallum pursued a Surrey Police service, which was approved by the B 2020. Fast forward to 2022, Brenda Locke, who campaigned to stop the Surrey Police service, became the mayor by beating McCallum with less than 1,000 votes on October 15th, 2022. But Mike Farnworth, the Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, ordered Surrey City to continue with the Surrey Police service on July 19th, 2023. However, Locke hasn't given up her fight to keep the Surrey RCMP. On October 13th, Surrey filed a petition to the BC Supreme Court for a judicial review of the BC government's decision. The BC government responded on October 16th as Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, tabled a legislation in the BC Legislature in Victoria Police Act, i.e., Bill C-36 2023, Police Amendment Act 2023, where a key change is municipalities need to complete police transition plans approved by the Ministry of Public Safety and Solicitor General, which strictly targets Surrey. On October 25th, the BC Police Amendment Act passed a third reading with 56 voting for and 27 against. One day later, BC's Police Amendment Act became law after it received royal assent as BC's Lieutenant Governor Janet Austin approved the law on October 26. On November 16, Mike Farnworth, BC's Minister of Public Safety and Solicitor General, appointed Mike Sir, the former Abbotsford Police Chief who retired last fall, as the Surrey Police Board, suspended all 8 members of the Surrey Police Board, and removed Brenda Locke, the Surrey Mayor, as the SPB Chair. Surrey launched its second petition on November 20th, challenging if BC Police Amendment Act 2023 is constitutional. 10 days later, on November 30th, Mike Sir, the administrator of the Surrey Police Board, in the first meeting as the SPB administrator, said he approved a provisional budget for the Surrey Police Service in 2024, which he forwarded to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke and Council the same day. On December 11th, Jas Johol, a show host for CKNW, tweeted a picture of a Patterson billboard between 60th Avenue and 176th Street blasting the Surrey Police Service with slogan, NDP Police Transition Will Cost You More, with the last 4 words in capital letters. On the Middleworth reclaims, A. $466 million over years, B. Massive double-digit tax increase, and C. Less for schools, health, and transit. At the bottom of the sign, it says find more at ndsurreytax.ca and paid for by the City of Surrey, which explicitly states the Mayor Locke and her council, led by her Surrey Connect, are using the Surrey taxpayers' money for their crusade to keep the Surrey RCMP, despite talks across Canada to get the RCMP out of contract policing. On December 12th, Janet Brown has reported that Surrey is spending around $500,000 for its educational campaign against the Surrey Police Service, according to the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke, who added the campaign pales in the Surrey RCMP to SPS. On January 11th, the Surrey Police Union revealed that Surrey City rejected paying 10 recruits, which drew a sharp rebuke from the BC Premier David Eby, as the city cited the SPS went over budget, according to his lawyer Peter German, which has forced the Surrey Police Union to pay them. Also drew condemnation from Safe Surrey Coalition councillors Doug Elford, Mandy Negra, along with Linda Annis from Surrey First, according to Bo Simpson of Surrey Now Leader. Surrey and SPB traded barbs on January 16th. As the Mayor Locke publicized on the city website that the SPS went over budget as it spent $75 in 2023 for a run of $26.7 million, including 100 officers not on the front line, justified the city's refusal to pay 10 officers in December as civic budgets cannot run deficits, and trashed the BC NDP government for imposing the expense of Surrey Police Service to the residents. The Surrey Police Board countered on the same day, on January 16, 2024, as the SPB Administrator Mike Sir claimed the following. Surrey Police Service make 30% of officers deployed to keep Surrey safe. The SPB Chair submitted the SPS 2023 original budget of $157.6 million to Surrey City, but the city by 70% to 48%. as Surrey planned to kill the SPS and keep the Surrey RCMP. After Minister Farnworth's decision in 2023, the SPS and city officials agreed to a $75 million budget for the SPS in 2023, but Mayor Locke rejected the revised 2023 budget. The Surrey Police Union also chimed in against Locke's claims in their own press release, as the SPU president Rick Stewart wrote that Surrey's 2023 police budget assuming the Surrey RCMP would remain the police of jurisdiction, and the SPS would last until July 2023. But even after Minister Farnworth ordered Surrey to continue with the policing transition, Surrey City refused to adjust the budget. Furthermore, Stewart pointed out that Surrey's 2023 third quarter financial report had a policing surplus of $19 million, top of $83 million for severance had the SPS dissolved, being allocated for future expenses, which has ballooned Surrey's policing surplus to a total of $102 million, with a $330 million budget. On January 19th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, visited Surrey Police Service officers. Surrey Police Board had another meeting, while Kyle Friesen, the SPS in-house lawyer, claimed that a petition which Surrey has filed to does not stop the transition. Furthermore, Friesen added the review standard for a judicial review is not correct decision, but if it's a reasonable decision by the minister and the director of police services, which is Glenn Lewis, according to Tom Sotarog of the Surrey Now Leader on January 22nd. On January 25th, Mike Sir, the Surrey Police Board's administrator, released the SPS 2024 budget in a press conference, which was submitted to Surrey City on November 30th, 2023. With the SPS having 215 on time, $141.5 million were requested, which is 42% of the policing funds available, at a total of $330 for 180 officers, which would increase the total of SPS officers to 526, 67% of all Surrey police officers by the end of 2024, with Surrey's targeted number at 785. The SPS budget numbers were developed with Jessica McDonald, Strategic Implementation Advisor, and Deloitte on independent accounting firm, assume Surrey RCMP will ramp down. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, during a press conference later on, said if Surrey doesn't agree, the Director of Police Services will make a decision based on submissions from the city and police. The Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke responded later on January 25th, as she claimed the suggestion that the transition would go forward, being forced to pay more, is disingenuous and exposes lack of knowledge and due diligence by the BC NDP government, according to her press release on the Surrey City website. On February, Bob Mackin reported a deep look at Surrey's fight against CBS and multiple outlets, where Surrey City Manager Rob Costanzo signed with Kirk & Co., a Vancouver agency, on November 22nd, was contracted to be paid a minimum of $100,000 in Surrey's $500,000 campaign against the BC NDP and SPS. In October 15, 2023, Surrey paid out $172,000, with just under $90,000 to Kirk & Co. and over $20,000. Among the 19 people in Kirk & Co. is Mike McDonald, who is the ex-husband of Jessica McDonald, as the Chief Strategic Officer, the first and the last Chief of Staff for the BC Liberal Premier, Kirsty Clark, between 2011 and 2017. Jessica McDonald, on the other hand, was hired by Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, last summer on a two-year contract totaling $500,000. On March 6, in their meeting agenda, the SPB revealed the total expenditures of the SPS last year, which was tallied over $70.76 million, 0.4% above the projection, which the SPB posted online 2 days later on March 8 on their Twitter page, when the SPS also announced four of its recruits graduating from the JIBC, Justice Institute of British Columbia, Police Academy. On March 11th, Bruce Bamman of BC Conservatives, which has its own municipal police force, alleged the BC government offered Surrey another $110 million on top of $150 million. On March 16th, the SPS updated their numbers with 354 sworn officers and 59 civilian employees, which was reported on the SPH on March 19th. On March 26th, According to the Courts of British Columbia website, the BC Supreme Court Justice Kevin Liu rejected intervener in Surrey's legal challenge against the BC government directing Surrey to continue with the SPS. Liu cited the SPU's application and will expand the case between Surrey City and the BC government and order the SPU to pay court costs to Surrey. The decision was released one day later on March 27th when Vancouver Province and Sun's Susan Lazaro reported the SPU's rejection. The article also mentioned that there were 220 SPS officers working for the Surrey RCMP, which has around 515 officers, and a five-day hearing will begin on April 29th. On April 4th, Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, issued amendments to the BC Police Act to municipal police management, where local governments with municipal police forces can choose one representative each, members of each local police, and vice chair. Currently, the mayor of each municipality with their own police force is a chair, except Surrey. At Farnworth removed Brenda Locke last November due to allegations of her Surrey Police Service. Also, the Police Complaint Commissioner can call public hearings during misconduct investigations, do systemic reviews, complaint causes, contributing factors as part of Bill 17. Many events occurred last week. Brenda Locke. Proposed a budget of 70% property tax increase. Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, told reporters in the BC legislature that Surrey actually approached the BC in January. Farnworth further revealed the additional offer to be $100 million over 5 years to a total of $250 million over the next decade and the deadline at 5 p.m. However, Surrey rejected after 3 p.m., less than an hour to the deadline, according to a BC government press release, where Farnworth also responded that $150 million will be used to complete the transition and announced there will be a date for the change in command coming soon. Locke responded that the Surrey City Council rejected the BC government's offer, citing the province failing to develop a plan and a transition end date. However, several Surrey City Councillors, Linda Annis of the Surrey First, along with Mandeep Negra, and both with the Save Surrey Coalition, opposed the city's decision. On April 10th, while the SPS chief Lauren Lipinski hailed Farnworth's announcement about the change, along with desire to hire more officers, where there are about 200 deployed with about 350 officers in total on multiple outlets, Brian Sobe, the spokesperson for the police, the RCMP union, blasted Mike Farnworth for the change in command for Surrey, implying a possible legal action in a press release. On April 11th, according to Gordon Hoekstra of the Vancouver Sun, the MPF said its Surrey RCMP members can't work under the SPS command unless there is a federal legislative change. Mike Farnworth, Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, mentioned the province and federal government agreed last month in principle, so the Surrey Police transition does not require federal legislative. On April 12th, the RCMP spokesperson Marie Eve Breton sent a written statement to Vancouver Sun that work is in progress to confirm the extent of required assistance of workers working under the SPS's POJ. On April 15th, Trevor Dinwiddie, the National Police Federation Pacific North, who served in the Surrey RCMP for 20 years, spoke to CBC's Gloria Makarenko, where he complained that Mike Farnworth, MLAs, never met with the NPF, but instead... Trevor Dinwiddie, in speaking to Gloria Makarenko, complained that Mike Farnworth never met with the NPF, but instead met with MLAs, with no mechanism to force the RCMP to work under a municipal agency, as Dinwiddie has never seen the agreement in principle. Mentioned the following: a significant federal legislative change in the RCMP Act is required. The SPS currently working under the RCMP, under the Surrey RCMP, via voluntary agreements working under the RCMP, which would have to happen in reverse for the RCMP to work under the SPS. Bad blood, the Maskey RCMP before the F was created. in 2020, currently represents 7,000 members, and implored a meeting with Mike Farnworth, BC's safety minister and solicitor general. On April 18th, multiple media outlets reported on the RCMP commissioner Mike Duhem sending a letter to Farnworth, BC's public safety minister and solicitor general, dated April 12th, which blasted the latter's announcement of an agreement in principle of RCMP under the SPS command. Shaw of Czech News published a letter on his Twitter handle where Duhem mentioned the SPS constables and sergeants have been accepted into the Surrey RCMP front lines since Farnworth's decision to continue with the SPS in July 2023, but needs to restaff with RCMP officers if there are no additional personnel. Can't include SPS officers under the chain of command. Per the Royal Canadian Mounted Police Act, no valid assignment agreement means the RCMP will block the further cohort of SPS officers. Today, the BC Premier David Eby's office responded to Duhem's letter by sending two letters to media outlets from this week to multiple media outlets, and tweeted by Eleanor Sterkle, the BC United, a former Surrey RCMP officer herself. On April 17th, Sean Tupper, the Deputy Minister of Public Safety Canada, told Douglas Scott, BC's Deputy Solicitor General, that the public safety officials found a way to make the SPS as Surrey's POJ, using federal and provincial lists. And federal teams can work out practical and operational details of making the SPS the POJ of Surrey while the Surrey RCMP ramps down. Yesterday, on April 18th, Dominic LeBlanc, the Public Safety Minister of Canada, also addressed Mike Farnworth, BC's Public Safety Minister and Solicitor General, where LeBlanc reiterated what Sean Tupper said to Douglas Scott the previous day, and approach ending of how beat and direct the SPS as Surrey's POJ.
We know the variants of concern are much
COVID-19
dangerous. COVID-19
is a bad
decision. Feeling overwhelmed? COVID-19 has many of them with self-isolation, financial hardship, and uncertainty. Now more than ever, it is crucial that you stay informed about how to take care of your mind. Anxiety Canada is a non-profit organization that works to provide you with resources to help improve your mental health. Just like any other skill, healthy coping takes practice, and Anxiety Canada is here to help. Visit anxietycanada.com/COVID-19 for free, evidence-based digital resources on how to cope and where you can get help. Take time. Remember,
you are not alone.
Episode 14 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station. I'm Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. I'd like to provide an update in lone game between the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets and the host SS. The Red Leafs are leading the Yellow Jackets 10-7 in the bottom of third.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio, Show Me the Body, guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper, Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers, Cherry Glazer, Canadian indie rock sensation, Ecstasy, genre-bending rap artist, Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio, Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist, Witch, trailblazing Argentine singer-songwriter, Juanita Molina, and many, many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
说的是90.1 FM。来自于 Burnaby Mountain 的 CJSF 电台。
CJSF News Break。
各位听众，您新闻时间。
Biden proposes tripling tariffs on Chinese steel, aluminum to counter Beijing's product dumping. In a move aimed at countering China's rampant export of its excess industrial capacity, U.S. President Joe Biden proposed a hefty tariff increase on Chinese steel and aluminum.The proposal came on April 17th while he addressed union workers in Pennsylvania. If approved, these imports could see their tariffs tripled, he noted.
中呼吁对中国钢铁和铝产品征收三倍关税。4月17日，美国总统拜登在关键战场宾夕法尼亚州对工会工人演讲时，呼吁大幅提高美国对中国金属产品的关税，以对抗中共大量输出过剩产能。拜登总统说，如果提案获得通过，中国的钢铝进口关税税率将提高两倍。
During his speech at the United Steel Workers Headquarters, concerns about